visiting with Chase County girls basketball coach Clayton Happy here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, you were able to get some games in last week finally after 2 weeks ago was postponed with the winter weather. And you know, you're the number two seed coming to Emporia for the Flint Hills League shootout. How do you feel like your girls are playing?
Yeah, I'm. First of all, it was really nice to actually be able to play some basketball game this last week. We had, you know, over 20 days off between our last game in December and the first game in January. But I was ecstatic with our performance over the last week on the road at Mission Valley and then at home against Linden and Council Grove. You know, not all the games were executed perfectly, but I thought we competed really hard and got three really big wins. So I'm looking forward to just carrying over what we got and continuing to build on it going into tournament week here.
Wasn't that a one-point win over Linden?
2 points, right at 28-26, right at the end, yeah.
Okay, so every point matters there, Coach, especially when the seeding came for Flint Hills League.
Yeah, every single possession was really important. And just a quick shout out, because I can't give her enough praise right now. That game against Linden, we put freshman Ava Wilson guarding Allie Neisler, who's Linden's best player, averaging over 20. And Ava held her to 10 points and gave us a shot to be in that game. So just lots of praise to her.
So you're riding a lot of confidence now, and especially with a freshman able to do that, you got to like that.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah, not only is she athletic and physical, but she also knows the game really well, which just helps everywhere on the court.
What do you like about your team right now with three games coming up in about a five-day span again?
Well, what's been really encouraging is we've had – some performances better than others on the offensive end, but we've had a really good variety of scoring. Madeline Wilson's continuing to score and put up big numbers in the low post for us, but we're also getting like major production from all six of our main rotation players. That game against Mission Valley, we scored 48 points and the leading scorer had 11. And so all six of our main rotation scored five or more. And I think we need to continue to do that and just be versatile offensively to continue beating these good defensive teams.
Visiting with Chase County girls basketball coach Clayton Happy here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, as we mentioned, the Flint Hills shootout begins tonight, and you guys take on Council Grove, who you guys just saw on Friday night. How unique of a matchup is that?
Yeah, it's always tough to play a team twice, especially even more difficult when it's back-to-back. But I think, you know, they're a challenging matchup for us just because of their size. They have some really big players across the board. But I think we did a really good job kind of in film prep before Friday and then after our game Friday evening, kind of just prepping for some of those screens that they were dealing. I think we're ready to go and compete with them again tonight.
And if you are able to win tonight, you would take on either Wabunsee or Mission Valley, 6 p.m. coming up on Wednesday. And if the Bulldogs do take care of business, we'll have that game for you on Country 101.7 FM. And we'll also have their final game if they make it to the championship or even the third place game as well. And then, Coach, next week, I believe, only game against Peabody Burns, or – do you have a makeup sandwich in there somewhere after Flint Hills League?
Well, two things. First, one thing to kind of keep up with. I won't say too much about it, but Madeline Wilson is closing in on kind of a 1,000-point performance in her high school career. And so that's something that she and the coaching staff and everything we're keeping just track of as it gets closer. Something – we'll be posting on our Facebook and stuff when it happens, but just something to keep note of. And then, yeah, on the week after, we actually do not play Peabody as their season was canceled, but we will be traveling to Harrington next week as a makeup for that Peabody game.
All right. Well, Coach, you're going to have to keep me You're going to have to keep me on track when Madeline Wilson hits that 1,000-point mark, because we do honor athletes every week with the Emporia Main Street Athletes of the Week. So, and I know Madeline would be well-deserving of it, too.
Okay, I sure will do that.
Oh, awesome, Coach. I appreciate your time, as always. Best of luck tonight with Council Grove, and best of luck coming up Wednesday and Saturday and the rest of the Flint Hills Shootout, and then best of luck next week with Harrington, and talk to you again in a couple weeks.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
Thank you, Coach. And that is Chase County girls basketball coach Clayton Happy joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Citizens State Bank, Griffin Real Estate, and the Chase County Chamber of Commerce on KVOE, live and local.